You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. And here we are, the front line for Monday, May the 6th. Oops. All right, that's me from a previous time. That's what Dave does when he doesn't put in a pause.
I think there's an echo in there.
There's an echo. That's all right. They've shown me how to play with the computer, so I can do what I have to do. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Welcome, and I want to introduce first my co-host, Ed Skiba.
Good morning, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning, and I'd like to remind everybody that yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yes.
Yeah. And our brothers and sisters in Israel are still under some terrible attack.
Yes.
We need to keep them lifted before the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
And the other wonderful co-host, still fresh from the outside. She's learned everything that she needs to know by being a co-host. Ann Limhoko. Ann, good to see you again.
Good to see you. I'm glad to be here.
It's
good Monday morning.
It's
to
a
everybody.
Great Monday morning. And today, our guests, we have Pastor Lynn Barletta, and she has brought her sister with us. Would you introduce Abby to us?
I would love to, and thank you for having me on and for having Abby Corrigan.
Good morning.
So I've known Abby since birth.
Wow.
Abby and I have probably been in ministry together because I grew up in Colorado, which is where she's from, for some 40, 45 years. And so we're prayer partners, and now what's exciting is Abby's going to take on the mantle to start Colorado Faith Alliance along with Florida Faith Alliance, which we'll talk about.
Yes, yeah. Amen, praise amen. God. And that, you know, the opener for this program talks about the gritty and difficult things that where God's people go, and the issue of child sex trafficking, which is what really is the core issue we're going to be looking at today. And your involvement in ministry has got to be the grittiest, the most challenging,
absolutely,
and the most egregious evil to ever be seen afflicting humanity.
You know, I think it's interesting, Abby, starting in Colorado, because I have relatives there up in Denver. I know how secular Colorado is. People don't realize that, but it's a very secular state.
Yes.
And what's happening under Denver Airport, or you could probably share some of that.
It was a red state, and there was a very strategic plan to turn us blue and liberal, anti-Christian, to take the plan all across America.
Yeah.
Started in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
However, God's hand is on Colorado. Colorado means red. And we are applying the blood of Jesus everywhere in our state, praying, doing prayer initiatives. I've worked with Promise Keepers, with Native American Resource Network, my church, The Rock. I'm helped lead their prayer teams. And Lou Engel has moved to our state. Many people have come to our state because God is calling them to pray for Colorado.
Amen. Thank God.
So we are uniting together to pray for our state.
Beautiful.
Wow, that's powerful.
That's good to hear. Good.
want to get back to that and what you're going to be doing there. But tell us, kind of take us back to how God first got you involved in ministry to combat, really, and minister to people involved in child sex trafficking.
Yes. Well, Abby and I grew up in a Christian home, and we come from a long line of ministers and missionaries, and our brother is a full-time missionary, overseeing all of Southeast Asia for Foursquare Missions.
Wow.
So he's an apostle. And it was my brother.
Wow. Four square, yes.
He travels all over to India, wow. all over Southeast Asia, and sometimes in life-threatening situations. Sure. In fact, a group of Buddhists tried to burn down the home that he and some pastors were staying in. And that's another story. Yeah. But my brother invited me to come to Singapore back in 2015.
Okay.
And they were doing a special mural project, which I am an artist, and I'm also the founder of Visionary School of Arts. I've been an artist since I was little. Mm. And Visionary School of Arts is a thriving art school in our area. And we have ages 5 to 17. And, you know, these children have won over 500 local, national, and international awards since 2010. So it's been established since 2010. Wow. So I was invited to go to Singapore to help with a mural project. And so I created an 8-foot wave that had a surfboard out the bottom of it that when you got into it, it looked like you were actually surfing in the wave. It's called anamorphic art. And it was transferred to Singapore digitally and reproduced there. So we were working on a project with murals and that wave to help subsidize a home for trafficked girls. And I worked with a little girl who the government had given to my brother and his wife to try to help her because everything they had tried to do had failed. She had been trafficked by her father since she was 8 years old. He groomed her with pornography at age 5 and raped her at age 8 and began to sell her from that moment on. And she was 18 when I met her. And the devastation and the damage and the horror of what the enemy had done to her was beyond belief. But I saw how the art changed her. I worked with her and took her under my wing the whole time I was there. My brother finally got her out of the country, away from her parents. And she's going to college and she's working. And praise God, that's a giant. So, but what happened was I went over there to change lives and she changed me. And I came back here and Juvenile Justice asked me to come in and paint murals inside of Martin Girls Academy. I don't know if you remember that. It used to be here right next to the sheriff's office in Stewart. And I worked with 30 girls there for 2 years who had all been trafficked. And here again, God puts me right in the middle of this situation. And then he gave me an art program that incorporates inner healing and biblical principles into a 9-week course. And we gave it to all of these girls and then measured their improvement in PTSD, anxiety levels, planning for their future, you know, just a whole litany. I worked with a team of 8 therapists, and so we developed this program there. And from there, it just took off, and I realized that there were no resources for trafficked victims here. I started my first organization in 2015, but then it became very clear during the pandemic later on that God was calling me to go statewide. So in 2022, I started Florida Faith Alliance to take this across the state of Florida and to bring awareness. But I had already had some experience to see. I was actually the face on South Florida News beginning in about 2017 and have continued to do newscasts since then. But I have watched parents and grandparents and just concerned citizens become equipped. And I've watched and I've seen what will happen when that takes place. And the result is arrests and rescues.
Hallelujah.
So we actually gave a presentation before the pandemic at Grace Place. And a woman came forward and she said, you know, until you explained what this was, I didn't know, but I think I'm living across the street of a house that's being used for trafficking.
So we
set up liaisons with law enforcement wherever we go, and I texted, I've had the same liaison now for 8 years. I texted my detective, I call him my detective, he's mine. And so I texted him and told him what was going on. He says, I'm on it. And they go over there and they bust that home. Beautiful. That home was connected to Lake Worth, and that was connected to Indiantown, serving hundreds of men. And in just one trash can alone. And how often is trash taken out?
Yep.
Twice a week. 200 condoms in one trash can.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's the extent of the use of victims, 30, 40, 50 times a day.
Oh,
it's horrific, but women and children were rescued.
Praise the Lord.
One awareness. Now, I will tell you the secret to all of that. Prior to giving that awareness presentation, we were on a prayer call. And one of the pastors on the prayer call said, I think we're supposed to pray over this neighborhood. And so we got our phones out, pulled up a map of that neighborhood, put our hands on the phone and prayed. And it suddenly spontaneously started raining in the middle of bright sunshine. We felt God move.
Amen.
1 week later, we gave that awareness presentation and that happened.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
So see, the Lord had already put into place the understanding of the tactical plan so that it starts with prayer.
Yes.
And then it goes to awareness, and then you get into the churches and you wake up the sleeping giant and get into synagogues, and you will find that people will put boots on the ground and they'll come forward and they'll turn in tips, and that results in arrests and rescues.
Amen.
And so it works, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, beautiful.
I just want to speak to our listeners, because in the course of my, as a pastor, ministry, bringing issues like this up from the pulpit and in Bible studies, but some people, you can see how uncomfortable they are because they don't want to face the fact that it's happening.
Right.
Yeah, they know it's happening overseas, but is it happening in my neighborhood? I don't want to know about it. I mean, this is... And so I want to say to you, listener, if you're getting more uncomfortable and you think you might want to switch the dial, this is an opportunity for God to teach you something that he wants you to know. Do not change the dial.
Amen.
Listen, because God wants all of us to be change agents, not just sit at home and pray for somebody. It's nice.
Yeah.
Pray for Lynn, Pastor Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for her sister Abby.
Yeah.
But hey, you're a Christian too. You're a kingdom liver too.
Mm-hmm.
You have authority given to you by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it? What does he want you to do about it?
Yes. Amen.
And I think it's, God was saying, you got to mention this, but some people are going to switch over to Joy FM. Nothing against them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is hard information, but it's important.
This is reality.
This is reality.
Mm-hmm. This is nitty gritty that we talk about at the introduction. And it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants happy, slappy, praise Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. But there is a real side to this, and this is spiritual warfare we're engaged in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't battle against flesh and blood. This is an outstanding illustration of that scripture.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I say that for too long the church has lived in the Christian cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we have each other, and we have our four walls, and we do our thing in our church, and we minister to each other.
Yes.
And we get people saved, and we bring them in. Okay, that's good. But is that really expanding the kingdom of God at the rate that God wants it expanded? Are we taking the mountains? Are we using our gifts and talents to begin to bring back what, I mean, we've got to take back the planet.
We do.
Absolutely.
And that's our mandate and our call.
That's right.
Adam was called to keep the garden, and that word means be a watchman and keep out evil.
Yes.
And are we doing that? Are we doing our job?
Yes.
Amen. We are going to take a break, and it's a short break, about a minute.
Okay.
And then we'll be right back.
I went through the program.
Hey, welcome back. Well, guess what? Dave, the producer, because he didn't put in a pause, the old program is playing, so we can't take a break.
Yeah, it's just you really hard to get good.
You did have about 10 seconds of silence. And so I hope you used that appropriately.
To pray.
To pray. Exactly. Thank you, Ann. That's a great focus. So we will actually not be taking any breaks today, which is good. I think this is right, because the topic that we're on is critical.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just had a little something, well, not little, it's big, and I wanted to share it as a preamble to going back to your going deeper into what God has had you do doing now in the in your ministry, the Florida Faith Alliance. I was in prayer at the end of the day. I was, you know, morning and evening I have time for prayer, and I was just had just read a couple news articles that were very disturbing, and the, you know, where the left kind of is out there doing its thing, and so I just went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I've been praying against this and for your will to be done, and praying for God's people and praying for the lost. And I said, I'm just getting a little frustrated. And the Lord ministered to me and he said, look, he said, you know, I've promised to expose all the evil and corruption in America, in the government and outside of it. And I'm doing that. And he said, today, right now, what you're seeing is I'm allowing every evil that's being perpetrated by everyone who's the unsaved to allow them to fully express that in their life. It's horrible. He says, I know, and I know how my other children are reporting to me, and I understand that. But if America's going to change, because it's really the apathetic middle ground, the people, some are believers. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Some are not. But because it's a minority of people who are living out the evil in their lives in front of everybody, and God's allowing it so that the majority of people, many of whom have decided to sit on the fence, he's allowing them to see that, to be challenged by that, and to make a decision. And for those who are believers who've kind of stepped off the throughway and into some rest stop, God is recharging them to get back on that pathway of prayer and activity.
Yes.
And for those who do not believe, many are going to move, are going to hear the Spirit of God and the gospel. Now, this is what I believe God shared with me.
Amen.
And that they're going to come to Christ because of this. Because no longer is it a theory. It's being lived out right in front of us in its fullness.
Right.
So I give God thanks for that revelation and for his perfect will unfolding. So I guess what he was saying is stop complaining and start praying.
That's what I'm hearing everywhere.
Amen.
Yeah, stop complaining.
Yes.
Start praying and get engaged.
Get your boots on the ground.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't talk about it. Do something.
And when you pray, the Holy Spirit will lead you and open doors to what he wants you to do. You ask for your marching orders. Look what happened. You were traveling to Singapore. You had no idea that was going to happen there.
No.
Look how the Lord revealed that, and now you're in the heart of it. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, Pastor. Mm-hmm. So we just had this movie, right? The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
And that made a huge difference with bringing awareness to that issue. Would you say we're still riding on that momentum?
Well, the Sound of Freedom took the lid off for so many people, and it made it come home as a reality. But remember, the Sound of Freedom was done over 5 years ago, and they suppressed it and held it back. And of course it was foreign trafficking. So the question now in most people's minds is, well, that's happening in some other country. Is it really happening here?
Amen.
And the answer to that is, let me go back and say something else too, because I was thinking about what you just said, Dave, and what you're saying, Anne. So if you think that you can continue and not look at this and not deal with this because it's too hard, it's too awful, oh, it makes me sick, you know, it makes me, I can't stand it, I can't stand looking at this with children. Let me just say this, you'll feel that way until it affects one of your own.
Amen.
Yes.
And, or your own grandchildren. And I'm telling you, that's what the enemy is after. He is after our children.
Yes,
he is after our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
80% of all prosecutions now involve online recruitment.
Yep.
Are your children on their phones?
Wow.
Yep. Are they on their computers? Because the predators are out there, the traffickers are out there, and every child is at risk.
Yes.
You need equipping to be able to understand how to protect your children. And if you think your kids won't do that because you told them not to, you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know how to get past the barriers. They know how to get past everything. These are innocent children. Mm-hmm. And these are experts at what they do. They know how to groom. They'll take up to 2 years to become a friend of a child with an online gaming program. Let me just tell you what happened. We just rescued two children out of Virginia because a grandmother came to our awareness training here in Florida. And her granddaughter, who was 14, started exhibiting all the signs of a child being trafficked. And she got a hold of her daughter and said, you need to sit down and talk to her and find out what's going on. Well, she had just gotten a quote-unquote transgender boyfriend who had come over to the house and, you know, made himself feel very welcome there. And unbeknownst to the parents, had invited this child who was slightly on the spectrum, and they are very vulnerable, into a game called Roblox. And inside Roblox is a vault. Vaults are accessible only by codes. And this is the new thing, because a child can be in a vault inside a game or inside an app and the parent has no clue, because when the parent walks into the room and checks their phone, the vault is closed. They have no idea what they've been in. Well, inside this vault, there were orgies going on with adults and children. And this child started exhibiting the same signs as though she was being trafficked, because it's so impacted her innocent heart and her mind. And this is what pornography will do. The parents were afraid to say anything to the school. They were afraid their child would be bullied. And I'll tell you, the grandmother kept going after them saying, you have to do something. You have to do something.
Good.
And the parents called the sheriff. The sheriff didn't seem to know what to do. Some law enforcement are trained and some are not. Mm-hmm. So we ended up calling it into the cyber tip line, which you can look that up online, the cyber tip line. I don't have that one memorized, but they finally pulled their daughter out of school, only to find out the 7-year-old little sister had just been invited into the vault. So those children were rescued out of that vault, out of that situation, out of that transgender. Now, that little transgender boy was a recruiter. And what they do is the cartel and your organized crime, major gang affiliations send recruiters into every school. They are there to start sexting rings. They are there to start sextortion, which is forcing a child to send more pictures, more graphic images that they'll expose them to their family, on social media, to the whole school. So they are forcing this because there is so much money to be made with the dark web. Child trafficking is the fastest growing crime in the entire world, according to the Justice Department. We're at way over $150 billion economic giant. Wow. And America is the biggest buyer of sex. So you've got massive amounts of money to be made in the dark web. And let me just say this, the root of all of it is porn, pornography. Most of our viewing audience is children. And this is why the bill, I've been working with Toby Overdorff for years, he's our state house representative. This is why this bill HB3 was so important, because not only is it limiting social media for children under 13 or making children over 13 have parental permission, which is kind of silly, because I mean, we don't let a child drive a car until they're 16 or have alcohol until they're 18, and we're letting them partake of this dangerous addictive material. But pornography is as addicting as heroin. And it will change the frontal cortex of the brain, and it will affect brain development. And let's just talk a little bit about the demons that begin to come after you and your family if your child is viewing porn. It's one of the most difficult addictions to break. And so this is the root of it, and this is what we have to go after, and this is what's driving the demand and what's driving the supply.
Amen. Touch on, you mentioned working with Toby Overdorff.
Yes.
Tell us.
He's a champion.
We had him here.
He's been here on the show.
And the program.
And
he addressed that.
Yes.
But talk to us about the viability of legislative action dealing with child sex trafficking.
Well, you've got your opposition there. And believe me, Toby has had his share of opposition. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And of course, you got a question. Why are they opposing?
Yeah, that's my first question.
Yeah, what is their problem? If we only realized you know, how much is going on, if we can get these bills passed, that is a huge step in stopping the problem. So I'm the one that brought this to Toby's attention in 2022 because I get a newsletter called Coffee and COVID.
I love Coffee and COVID.
He produced in that letter what the state of Louisiana had done. So in that state, they required everybody who was watching porn to produce a state-issued ID approvable with face recognition, and then gave parents the right to sue those websites if they did not take adequate measures.
Mm.
And all but one porn website pulled out of the state of Louisiana. They almost shut the thing down. Now, they're battling a lot of lawsuits and things like that right now, mm-hmm. but seven other states have followed suit with that, and Florida has now passed that same bill. It's passed, along mm-hmm. with the social media aspect of HB3. Mm. So Florida is leading the way.
Hallelujah. Thank mm-hmm. you, Governor DeSantis. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you, now that you're getting involved in mm-hmm. Colorado, what legislative measures have already been taken, and where does that need to go?
It needs to go a long way. I just gave this bill to, my pastor has very good friends that are state senators, and to a county commissioner, to the head of the Republican Party, mm-hmm. and they said they're going to run with this.
Mm. I passed it to her, she passed it to him, and off it went.
Good. So they did try to pass a bill recently to put higher laws in place, and it was blocked by the Democrats.
Mm.
Blocked. So we do need to pray a lot about this in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning and gleaning from Lynn while I'm here. I've watched her present so that I can learn how to present in Colorado. And Florida's number 3 in the nation. Colorado's number 7.
Mm. Wow!
Just reported cases.
That's significant.
What state is number 1, if I might ask?
California.
Texas
is number 2.
That's pretty much a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh.
You know, so
it's going to follow the other.
Yeah, it really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a great question, and it slipped off the edge of my brain, so I don't know.
Well, I was going to say California also promotes pornography.
Yes.
They promote porn in elementary school.
Oh, yes.
They promote it, it's just constantly promoted.
Yeah.
Where there is fuel, there will be supply, and it will absolutely perpetrate it.
Let's just skip over to the other side of that coin, legislative coin, when you talk about those who oppose this legislation. What are their talking points? Why are they opposing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they justify it?
Free speech.
Okay.
So I have a sample in my presentation. And by the way, for any of you listening out there, I've trained over 30 presenters, and we're starting to get them out now. We need to get into your churches. And let me just say, the churches, that's the most difficult door to open. A lot of churches and pastors don't want to open the door to us, and I'm not going to speculate on why. But I will say that a few churches have, when they have opened their doors, their people have been so thankful, because mm-hmm. it brought their parents the equipment that they need to protect their own children.
Amen.
And so if you want to take care of your kids, you need to let us in and talk to your youth groups and to bring awareness.
Yep.
It's so important.
I live in a community of grandparents.
Yeah.
I will be talking to you about that.
Yes, the grandparents are a driving force. Don't get the grandmas mad.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Because they are a fierce enemy.
As a pastor, I would venture forth, and I can speak to some degree from my cohorts, if you will. Colleagues might be a better word, but that I've known a lot of pastors who really just delicately avoid preaching on the issues of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love to preach on redemption, but you can't do one without the other. And so to come into a church and to present, again, I used to love the word egregious, because it is absolutely a word that applies to child sex trafficking, not just to mention the whole issue of human trafficking, but that many pastors, it's just too gritty. It's just too raw. Why? Because they haven't brought their people, which is a biblical mm-hmm. charge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in charge of people, God has raised you up to be a pastor, and you're not bringing people into the center of what the church needs to be doing,
mm-hmm.
Because on Sunday, hopefully, you're telling your people how to serve the Lord in the culture they live in, and that means bringing Jesus into the culture.
Yes.
And that means bringing him into, yes, every place. Mm-hmm. Not just the sweetness and light places, mm-hmm. but the yeah. dark places yes. as well.
Amen. Seven mountains.
So anyway, I'm going to, I think I've met my colleagues before, and I'm going to do it again.
You know?
But well, there it is.
What pastors don't realize is that it's already in your church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
yes.
And here's the numbers, DCF. One out of three of every little girls, all children, one out of three girls have been sexually violated. One mm-hmm. out of four boys. Mm-hmm. Focus on the Family has done a study. Yep. Over 50% mm-hmm. of all church members are addicted to porn, and unfortunately, yep. over 50% of pastors.
Yep.
And I'm a pastor.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. So I'm not judging, mm-hmm. but I'm saying if we don't deal with this, I mean, the word for revelation means to pull the covers back.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
We got to pull the sheets back on this thing, and we've got to expose what is going on in order to be free. If we as the church are not doing the first mandate of the Great Commission, which is cast out the devil,
yes.
if we're not dealing with this evil and breaking chains and getting people free
Amen.
Of this,
yep.
our families are sunk.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do this. And, you know, listen, the church is the only one that has the power to close the gates of hell.
Yeah.
Law enforcement doesn't have that power.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies
mm-hmm.
don't have that
That's
power.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Organizations don't have that power unless they're really praying. But it's the church
right. yes.
that
that's
has
right.
the power to close that's the right. gates. So that's why we've got yeah. to wake up the sleeping giant.
Absolutely. And back to, you'd mentioned the one talking point on the other side is free speech, which I'm a First Amendment guy. Okay, all the amendments I like. First one is, but what other talking points will they present to justify opposing the legislation that would help stop child sex trafficking?
Well, I can tell you, because I remember one, there were parents lined up who were saying, my children are making over $100,000 a year being an influencer on social media, and you're taking away our freedom mm-hmm. of enterprise.
Right.
That was one of the arguments. So remember, when we're talking about trafficking, you got to go back to the root, and you got to talk about what's happening on social media, what's happening in mm-hmm. pornography, mm-hmm. because if you deal with that, it's going to result in a change in mm-hmm. what we're seeing in the trafficking.
That's right.
So those kinds of things, you know, there is thousands and thousands of pedo support websites mm-hmm. where they
really?
Support mm-hmm. one another mm-hmm. with, and I show one of these homepages in my presentation, 56,000 hits, 3,000 subjects, and wow. a child board, which is no doubt child porn. These are there. That's one of thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of these websites.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And so those things are touted as free speech. That's under that heading of, mm-hmm. of free speech.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that can justify free speech when it comes to violating a child.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing.
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. Well, the day that was allowed, I don't know what point there was a Supreme Court decision about that in terms of free speech. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that, again, opened the door
mm-hmm.
yeah.
for all the bad actors, too.
Right. Well, but it takes the states. The states are
yes.
fighting the battle.
Yeah. And one important. Thing I would like to say to the church, when Lynn first said, pray about this, and I had heard the stories from my brother, the girl that they took in, what they went through with this girl, how she was trafficked by her father. And the Lord began to tell me, because I was like, God, raising up this whole organization seemed so overwhelming. He said, good, good.
Yes.
Let me do it.
Yes.
So yeah. Eric Metaxas mm-hmm. wrote a book and now a movie, A Letter to the American Church. And he talks about the church in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Behind their walls, worshiping, praising God as the ashes of the Jewish people hit their windows. The minute they went outside the church, they shut their mouths, they mm-hmm. put their heads down, and yeah. they did nothing.
Yeah.
We do not want to be that church.
Yeah.
No.
This is the decade, according to the Hebrew calendar, of the yep. mouth, that we are to declare
Amen.
And proclaim
yes.
with our
yes.
mouth
mm-hmm.
yep.
to stop
mm-hmm. yes.
the evil. We are
yep.
put on the earth
yes.
for such a time as this.
Absolutely.
What will you do?
Yes.
How will you let yep. God use you
mm-hmm.
to stop this evil?
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
I've been preaching that strongly lately. I've had the same move in my spirit. Yes. That we've yes. got to emphasize. What you do speak so loud, they can't hear what you say. Get out and do it.
Yes.
Be in the midst of them. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
And I'm just going to, a little, not a commercial. We don't do commercials on you know, a nonprofit radio. And believe me, we are a nonprofit. But anyway,
we've had profits.
Well, we've had profits. That's true. We have a couple here today.
Yeah, we do.
That's right.
We keep them here for a
But this fits into the larger umbrella of praying for America.
Yeah, it sure does.
And we have a heart for America. God intended for America to be created. We can see in the testimony of the founding fathers, and there were some founding mothers back in there too, that all of that work of the Holy Spirit shows us that, you know, God, before he made anything, everything was put together in the mind of God. And so as time began and as time unfolded, God created, continues to create. And America was God's plan. We're one of only two nations that have a covenant with God, Israel being the other one. And really, Israel and America are kind of the same place. We're all in need of national repentance.
Grafted into that vine.
And Israel's fighting Hamas and Hezbollah and ultimately Iran. Mm-hmm. But they too, as we are, fighting the devil. Mm-hmm. That's the spiritual reality. So that when we must know that God's calling his church to pray for America. He plans on saving it, but he also expects his people to put the fingerprints on his will.
Yes.
And prayer is a big part of that. So you've heard me say this before. Somebody's saying, oh, Frank Orr's talking about it again. Uh-huh. But, you know, it has to be repeated. Mm-hmm. And we have to be relentless in sharing the truth of God. That's a part of what we're called to do. And so just to say, as we pray for America, we're also then... we're praying for the movement of the Spirit, for a rich outpouring of God's grace every day that's going to be given to those like Lynn and Abby, who are very much involved. Yes, you would say, well, in the whole picture, it's a small slice, but it's a very, in God's heart, it's a very important slice of how he is mediating his grace. Because, friends, if we can't not just pray, but get involved in some way, in speaking this truth, and in maybe God is touching your heart today to get involved with Lynn. Mm-hmm. Maybe somehow you're visiting from Colorado, and you're hearing Abby talk about Colorado Faith Alliance.
Yes.
Then we'll be giving contact information later on in the program. We get fresh to those who are, so stay tuned. But
it's critical. Let me just share what one woman did. So we have someone... she's from the Philippines, and she contacted me and she said, I have a gift and I want to bring it to the table. I'm a chef. She said, I cook Filipino meals. She said, I'm going to start cooking Filipino meals at my house. She lives at the top of Fort Pierce and close to Vero Beach. And she said, I'm going to invite six people every time. And instead of paying me for the meal, I'm going to ask them to donate to Florida Faith Alliance.
Wow.
She has been doing this for like 9 months.
Wow.
And she's raised thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And
great.
I love what you said, Anne, about boots on the ground, because she got so excited about what was happening. She initiated an event this summer, July 19th, I believe it is, called Boots on the Ground. And it is going to be line dancing, cowboy boots with a line dancing instructor. And she's cooking all the food for this. This will be in Fort Pierce, but a lot of our Martin County people go up there. So we'll make sure that you know, if you go to our Facebook page or our website, Florida Faith Alliance Facebook, Florida Faith Alliance website.org, you know, this information is up there. You can sponsor. So that's just one way of using your talent.
That's a great
example. Listen, if we don't bring in funds, we can't expand. And so we are also training presenters, people who will present. We need county coordinators in every county. We've got a couple of county coordinators up in Indian River that are locomotives. And they have brought us in. And I'll tell you who else has opened their door to us big time. The Republican Party. They have mm-hmm. me in presenting all over the place.
Praise God.
And now Charlie Kirk. And it's just, oh my gosh, I'm watching these doors fly open. And I'm watching. So it's almost like you had two tracks. Like you had the Christians over here and the Patriots over here. But they're kind of headed in, they're coming together, merging together.
Plan.
And I'm seeing a move of God in the awareness presentations, mm-hmm. whether it's at the Republican Party or whether it's in a church or whether it's in an organization, the Holy Spirit's coming down. Amen. And do you want some good news? Because mm-hmm. so Martin County Schools mm-hmm. has announced a formal partnership with Florida Faith Alliance, Missionary School of Arts,
wow.
because we wow. are creating videos for every child in elementary school, middle school, high school, and videos for the teachers, starring children who are little rock star Christians. and we are training all of their counselors. We're training their nurses and their social workers.
Yeah.
We're working closely with them.
That's huge.
There have been 9 arrests in Martin County. Concerning child porn, and let me just, and I'm sad, I'm going to horrify you, but there have been 5 men arrested for child porn as young as infants. One of them was a janitor at Jensen Beach High School. 2 teachers have been arrested for sextortion here. Why? Because we do a lot of prayer around this area, and we do a lot of awareness, and it started, we went up to Indian River where they said, it's not happening up here. Well, we started prayer. And I'm telling you, since then, there has been arrest after arrest, including one of their own deputies with the sheriff's department and a volunteer for the police department. Mm-hmm. And they just arrested a 30-year-old man who was producing child porn globally all over the world using his 2-year-old son. You can't imagine the depth of evil. Now, look, I know I'm horrifying you, but I'm going to tell you how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't carry this inside you. You don't let it land in your mind, mm-hmm. your emotions,
your soul.
Mm-hmm. You take it to the cross. Mm-hmm. You put it in a big black trash can, and you hand it to the Lord and watch him carry it. That's and you say, Lord, I can't carry this. I can't carry the horror and the evil, but you already did.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it. So I'm giving it to you, and it's just going to go through me.
Yep.
It's not going to land in me.
Right.
That's how you do
Praise
this.
God.
Yep. You become his messenger. You don't. You're not the carrier.
I wish people could see the conviction in your face right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You are just completely sold out to this cause.
Yes.
That is very obvious in the way you
present
this.
She's the Lord's instrument.
Yes. Amen.
She is. The Lord is using you in a powerful way.
The Lord took me into 2 rooms. He took me into a war room, and he handed me a scroll. And there were state leaders and national leaders in there. And he said, this is your tactical plan. That was part of it. And then he took me into the anointing room. And there were all these beautiful colors of anointing oil. This is in a vision. And he poured red oil all over me. And he said, this is passion. And this is what you're anointed with to take this message forth and
that
to save your children.
That passion's obvious. Yeah.
It's just his anointing.
You know,
that's what
it is. A saying, and it's not scriptural, but as Reb Tevye once said, and fiddler on the roof, maybe it should be.
Yes.
It'll pray like it depends on God, work like it depends on you.
Yes.
Don't just get on your knees, folks. Put it to action.
Yes.
These are our children.
Yeah.
Yes. These are our children we're fighting for. And you know what? The Democrats are going to start figuring it out, too, because they have children, too. Mm-hmm. They care about. This is the one issue that literally could unite people.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And when we do... Often, in presenting the truth, we have to talk in the reality of our political structure in our nation and mention the names of parties.
Yes.
But, you know, as Christians, we pray for everybody.
Yes,
right.
And so I appreciate what you said, Lynn, that, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans also, both parties need prayer.
Yeah.
Because one party isn't perfect, you know, they're imperfect. Both parties contain imperfect people.
Mm-hmm.
Some are trying to do the right thing. Others are not sure what the right thing is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe some are devoted to the wrong thing. But God's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak about the power of prayer, and several times this morning when you shared prayer, you also shared the action God took out of that prayer. So we pray, and yes, God, we see action. And I'm just excited because you know what? If I'm going to lift out a thread from this fabric that God has been weaving for this last 45 minutes. And that is a thread that we all want to see in any fabric that God weaves, and that's the fabric of hope. Mm-hmm. Thread of
yes.
hope.
Amen.
Thread of hope.
Amen.
Now, the devil would like to tease that thread out of the fabric that God has been weaving.
Yep.
But God has made sure that it can't be teased out. It can be obscured. Devil's lies love to obscure the mm-hmm. truth. But the big truth is God wins. He does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. His timing is perfect, and he's calling his people to do what must be done so that in prayer and action, we will, that what we do and what we pray for, what we do will merge with God's perfect will.
Amen.
And his perfect timing.
Amen.
I'm convicted of that. But you can't sit back and say, well, I'm going to let 90% of my brothers and sisters. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God has a plan for you.
Somebody will do it.
Somebody will do it, yeah. No, no. Because at some point, that somebody is you. What are you going to do about it?
Edward Everett Hale made a statement. He said, I'm only one, but I am one.
Yes.
I can't do everything, but I can do something.
Yes.
I will not fail to do the one thing I can do.
Amen.
That's talking to you folks out there, every mm-hmm. one of you.
Well, and people say to me, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid that, you know, mm-hmm. you're putting yourself out there? Are you afraid of these traffickers? Let me introduce you to my angels. This is King and this is Kong. And they go with me wherever I go.
Yep, yep.
I have four very large
protected.
Sons. I have a very large, very protective husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I have many friends in the law enforcement and a very special friend in Homeland Security, mm-hmm. our resident agent in charge of five counties here.
Amen.
They go with me a lot of times on these mm-hmm. awareness trainings. So don't think
yes,
you
would.
Can pick me
yeah.
off there because
yeah.
it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through God
yeah.
to get
Amen.
To me.
Yes, you do.
You have to go through that wall of prayer.
Yes.
And
right.
I'm telling you, I've never been more excited.
Yeah.
If you want to see the glory of the Lord, step out onto the front line.
Yes. Yes.
And do
Amen.
Something
That's
you've
what
never
the
done
show's
before.
Called.
That's what it's about.
If God's
yeah.
for us, who
yeah.
could be against us?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We have no
right.
we have no room for fear.
No,
we've
right.
defeated
no.
fear. We don't have that spirit of fear. We have the power, love, and a sound mind. So we That's just right. gotta step out. And well, we will. We are protected.
Yes.
There's
yes.
angels
What's
in
the worst
fear.
They can do to us? Kill us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't turn away. We go
really?
In time.
and if he does, where are we going to go?
Exactly.
Into the arms of the Lord.
I know where I'm going.
At this point, I know we've got those who've stuck with us, of which I believe are many, want to know more about how to get in touch
mm-hmm.
with you,
mm-hmm.
how to access
mm-hmm.
website, how to make donations.
Yes.
And maybe there's even a phone number that they can use to, and I want to you share, and then Abby, if you have contact information
yeah.
for Colorado Faith Alliance, I'd love to hear that as well. So,
and we're just starting there. So we're just setting all that up
okay,
for Colorado
so,
Faith Alliance.
Right.
But for Florida Faith Alliance, you can go to floridafaithalliance.org. And there's all kinds of things on our website. If you want to text us or if you have a tip you want to turn in, 888-670-46. You know what? I have to look that up. It suddenly went
okay.
out of my
oh,
mind.
I
I'm just trying to remember all these numbers. But let me tell you a really important number. If you live in the state of Florida and you need to call in a tip and you need help from law mm-hmm. enforcement, you can call 911. But if you call 855-FLA-SAFE, you will access Ashley Moody's new hotline number for the state of Florida that will get law enforcement on your side right away and help on the way. And also, I thank you. So there's my number, 888-670-4638 is our text line, hotline. You can call it, you can text if you want more information or you want to speak to a person. And our email is info@floridafaithalliance.org.
Okay. Thank you. I'm kind of writing that down myself.
Yeah.
And if any of you realize you've missed this and you will try to repeat it again before the
mm-hmm.
end of the program,
mm-hmm.
which is about 11 and a half minutes away. But how do I know that? Well, I've got the screen here. I'm not that smart. But you can also call the station
mm-hmm.
at 772-221-1100 and we can give you all this information.
Let me tell you something else we're doing. So, and this has been a well-kept secret in Martin County, but there is a place here, and I'm not going to name it for the safety of the children,
okay.
but there is a place in Martin County under the umbrella of Martin County Schools, and they house 450 trafficked and abused children.
Wow.
Wow.
From ages 5 to 17. So I've taken my Power of Art program in there through Florida Faith Alliance and Visionary School of Arts, and it's the most successful program they've ever had. We are seeing these children get healed, get restored, get delivered. And we need sponsorships to be able to go in and continue this program. And not only that, I'm starting a class to train teachers and trauma inform them so that they could actually help with this program or start this into jails, ministries, juvenile justice. By the way, juvenile justice is full of trafficked children.
Amen.
And our jails are full of trafficked victims.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get trained, you can take this program in. And this is the very same one that I piloted at Martin Girls Academy with. God just shows up, you know, and he just begins to heal.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I live in Indiantown. Do you have resources that can make a presentation in Spanish?
Yes. So Laura Roscoe, who is in the Republican Party, I believe she's the chairman of the Republican Party. She's a beautiful Spanish. She has offered, and there's a Catholic church in Indiantown that would like
Holy
to
Cross.
Have me.
Yeah.
They want me to come in. I just have to set up the date.
I can see it from my house.
Perfect. So, so one of their county commissioners asked me to go in and present, and so Laura will come in as an interpreter.
Excellent.
And let me tell you what Homeland Security has in place for Hispanic people. So if they will help turn in a trafficker, they will make sure that they and their families have visas, they will pay for their education, they will help them with housing, they will take care of them financially and their family if they'll just help turn in a trafficker.
Good.
So,
Has your presenter spoken to the Hispanic pastors in Indiantown?
Not yet. But
that sounds like something
there.
We probably should organize.
We probably
for you.
Should set
there you
that
go.
Up because you know Indiantown is a hotbed.
Yeah,
yeah.
The mayor on the city council was a very good friend of mine.
Yeah,
and she will be running for county commissioner very shortly.
Great. What's her name?
Susan Gibbs Thomas.
Yes, I know who she is.
Susan Gibbs Thomas is an excellent Christian lady. In fact, I think we're trying to get her lined up to come on the show.
Yes.
And okay.
I don't think we have a great for her.
Here's
yet.
My question. Who will start praying for Indiantown? Who will start covering Indiantown?
Amen.
Who will cover the schools? Who will cover, you know, our videos will be in Indiantown schools.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I would love to be able to show you the trailer because it's very powerful.
Well, within the 55 and over community, I have just started a small church this past Christmas Eve. In fact, we call it the Indian Wood Chapel.
Beautiful.
We call it the Chapel in the Wood.
Fantastic.
So we will, I promise you, be having... putting this on our prayer list every Sunday.
We're on it.
Thank you.
Yes, if you'll start praying over a place before we go in,
that's key.
Then that is exactly
Amen.
Key.
Do you
prepare
have like an organized prayer network?
Yes.
Or text messages?
Well, here's what we do, and I'm a little bit behind primarily because we don't have any salaries here.
Okay.
We have contractors to do certain jobs, but if we must get more help.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally post prayers once a week on the website. I'm a little bit behind because I've been just traveling, speaking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a newsletter that if you go to our website and you just contact us from our website, we will put you on the newsletter and we send out prayer points. If you want to be on that on that prayer list, we will send out prayer points. We also rescued a victim on Good Friday, working with another local organization because we're all about collaboration. They went and they got her out of another state on Good Friday, got her home for Easter, and we are paying for her complex trauma therapy with a spirit-filled therapist.
Wow,
that is so cool.
Now, there's another issue I'd like to bring up. It seems to me, like looking at churches, and I've visited many churches, and even the small church I have, when I get to heaven, it's going to be me and all these beautiful women. Because there are very few men involved.
Mm.
We've got men.
We need more men.
Let's call it up the men.
Yes.
We need more men to get up and take responsibility before God for this ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was amazed at the presentation at the Republican Party, how many young men rushed me. Even I had some Muslims and some Hindus come up and go, I want to be a part of this.
Amen.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
It crosses sectarian lines. It has to.
Yes.
This is a humanity problem.
Yeah.
You know, we're focusing on it from our Christian perspective, but it's a problem for humanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We are, I'm going to say, we are maybe 6 minutes out from having being the top of the hour. There's so much, in fact, there's so much we haven't been able to talk about, Lynn and Abby, although you won't be here with us the next time, but I would love to bring you back. We'll talk, you know, off air about possibilities there. We have down the road this
possibly
year.
Possibly room by phone if we have.
But if, yeah, yeah, well,
oh,
if things
yeah,
are
we
hot.
Can get you over phone when you're in Colorado.
Well, you know, we could, when we have you back, Lynn, and I know we're going to do this.
We'll do that.
There's things that you can share with us, Abby. We'll get you on the phone.
Okay.
She's got a big church, the Rock Church, that is very connected, that is putting their 501c3, putting this 501c3 underneath them and getting this launched.
Mm-hmm. But I would like, I'm going to ask you to both do a tandem prayer for Florida and Colorado for the needs. But before that, quickly tell people again the website. How can they see more about what you're doing? Florida Faith Alliance. How can they donate on that website?
Yes.
And again, that phone number they can call.
Yes. So our website is floridafaithalliance.org, and our phone number is 888-670-4638, and our email is info@floridafaithalliance.org, and you can contact us that way. You can see our volunteer opportunities online. We are doing the Power of Art courses coming up in both Vero Beach and Stewart, and you can take a look at that, and you can donate online. And yes, we need your help, and we would love monthly donations just to come in, whatever amount would help.
Amen. Well, then, Lynn, if you would open up, just pray for Florida as the Lord leads, and then when you close, Abby, if you'd pray for Colorado and as the Lord leads. Keeping in mind, we have 3.5 minutes.
Father, thank you so much that you are causing right now your church in the state of Florida to become a voice for the voiceless.
Yes.
That, Father, the church will rise up and the church will begin to close the gates of hell and protect their children. God, I thank you by the power of your Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible. Amen. And that, God, although this looks like overwhelming evil, you're overwhelmingly more beautiful and great and wonderful. Yes. And the power of your cross, Lord, is more than enough to be able to shut this down and to be able to reach into the pits and cause hell to vomit out its victims in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are igniting hearts, igniting people, igniting pastors, igniting churches right this minute. And we thank you for what you have accomplished today.
In Jesus' name.
And Father, I thank you that you are aligning Colorado, Florida, and other states.
Yes.
We say your kingdom come, your will be done. I thank you for the gathering of the 400 churches gathering together in Colorado to pray for our state, to bring your kingdom, to tear the walls down between the church and the community. So, Father, we're asking you raise up the people needed for Colorado Faith Alliance. I'm asking for the funds to come in.
Yes, Lord.
For all the people that need to volunteer and be on the board. And
boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, Father God. Mm-hmm. And I thank you. I thank you that it is your will for these children to come out of captivity. So we say, here we are. Use us. Use us in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Lord. We give you thanks and praise. You are doing. You will get the hearts of your people, Lord. You will, as you inspire us, as you lead us, Lord. You're making moves. You're going to take lives back from the hands of the devil. You're going to peel his claws off of them one finger at a time.
Amen.
They're going to be restored, Lord. Yes. You're going to break into the the apathy and Lord, of the church.
Lord,
start with your church will break into the apathy.
Every pastor.
People have turned away from you and they're tired and they're afraid. You understand that? But restore them. Bring them to the foot of the cross. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All in Jesus' name and all for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We actually have a couple.
I had a vision just now.
Share it.
I saw the hand of the Lord come down like this over Indian Town and completely cover Indian Town.
Amen.
As this prayer, and as there's people out there praying. I could feel it. I can feel it. And because of that, the right hand of the Lord is coming down. The right hand is signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
And he's putting his hand on Indian Town.
Yeah. Holy Spirit, just I'm getting bumps.
Yeah.
I'm getting confirmation.
Yeah. Yes.
And praise God. Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah. And that hope.
Amen.
Wow.
That thread of hope in the fabric
Jesus.
Of God's excited. Work is not going to be pulled out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We claim Indian Town. God has put it in my heart to pray over his whole church.
Yes.
As Paul prayed over the apostles, mm-hmm. may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. the love of God, mm-hmm. the fellowship mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. be upon us, remain with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Well, and we have 14 seconds.
I did have.
Oh.